Thank you very much for joining me here tonight on America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, who is taking a much-deserved rest. She's been traveling. She's been broadcasting overseas the last few nights from Ireland, and she called me up a couple of months ago and said, I want to take a couple of days just to do some sightseeing and shopping and stuff like that, and I am always honored to grace this chair and host for Kate. Kate is a great broadcaster with an outstanding resume, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you guys in this seat, taking your calls. Matt Johnson, as usual, is behind the board, is the producer of the program. He also produces a show that I do here on the network on the weekends as well. In this hour of the program, we're going to continue to talk about the presidential debates. This was debate number one. It concluded last night, and the consensus from pretty much everybody is that Mitt Romney won this first debate. It came out very much looking presidential and dominated the debate. If you disagree, I'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. There are more than 26 million people unemployed here in America, and that's only the folks that are still wanting to get unemployment benefits. There are lots of folks who have basically either given up looking for a job or have their benefits have run out. So there's a lot more people unemployed than that. Mitt Romney had a statistic tonight that 50% of college graduates last year have not been able to find a job. That's pretty scary. I don't know about in your family, but I can tell you in my family, compared to a couple of years ago, I'm making about one-eighth of what I made in 2010, so 2 years ago. The media business has been hurt by the economy. The radio business has been hurt. Just about every business has been hurt. How about you? Did this debate sway you in any way? Are you one of those undecided voters and you're kind of on the fence, and perhaps tonight either the president's performance or Mitt Romney's performance swayed you one way or the other? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're going to throw out a little bit of a poll question here, and it's a dangerous one, but I'll take the high road. I could either go worst or best, so let's do best. If you had to nominate the best president of all time, who, in your opinion, was the best president of all time? It could be a president that was around during your lifetime. It could be somebody that you read about in school, somebody that you look up to, whether it's George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, or perhaps it's somebody from the 20th century, Franklin Roosevelt or Ronald Reagan. Who, in your opinion, is the best president of all time? The telephone number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And again, we would love your consensus on the debate tonight, the first in a series of presidential debates. The next debate is going to be the vice presidential debate. Does anybody really care about that one? I don't know. You know, there have been a few elections in the last 20 years that, there have been some famous quotes out of the vice presidential debates. Dan Quayle making a little bit of a faux pas back in the late 80s, but nevertheless, George Bush the first got elected. How much does the vice presidential debate mean to you? And then it's back to the presidential debates, and then we're not far away from Election Day. We're, a little less than a month away. hard to believe. 855-266-5283. So we're polling you on the worst. I didn't want to go there. So let's take the high road. Take the high road. The best president of all time. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're also polling you on tonight's presidential debate. And if you have any thoughts, if you had an opportunity to check out the debate, pretty much across the board, all the experts from the different television networks, the different newspaper outlets and internet outlets are all saying that the president did not perform very well, and Mitt Romney made up a lot of lost ground, may have turned some undecided voters into decided voters. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan joining us in Texas. Dan, you're on America Tonight. Thanks for joining us. Whereabouts in Texas are you?
I'm in Cross Plains, Texas, and I'm one of your regulars.
Oh, fantastic. Cross Plains. What's that near?
Let me see. Abilene, Texas.
Excellent.
42 miles from Abilene, 32 miles from Brownwood, 23 miles from Cisco, and 42 miles from Comanche.
Excellent. That gives me a real good feel for that neck of the woods. What do you think here? First off, did you see the presidential debate tonight?
Absolutely. That was the best ass-kicking Obama ever got, and I'm so happy with it.
And Mitt Romney had a huge smile at the end. Did you notice that? He's just a huge beaming smile.
Well, he knows he's a winner. He's been saying all along the things that was necessary to get this country moving again. And Obama is a Marxist with Muslim fundamentalist ties. He's no different than the guys that crashed our embassies in New York. He
mm-hmm.
wants to bring this country down, and we're trying to save it. The only way we're going to do that is to get rid of this clown.
Yeah, he certainly has done a terrible job when it comes
Absolutely.
To the economy.
Okay, you want to know who I thought would be our best president, correct?
Yeah, best president of all time.
Okay. George Washington, because here was a man that defeated the greatest power in the known world at the time, brought
That's
forth
true.
This nation the first democracy in this nation, and after two terms, turned over the power to the next man, setting the example that we still follow to this day without a revolution, without the kind of bloodshed that would normally be in European communities
mm-hmm.
and, or countries. And because of his efforts of setting this example, we have followed it clear up till we elected Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who tried to be president for life, and he did.
Uh-huh.
And after we got rid of him, we haven't made that mistake again. Now, if Obama got in there again, you can forget about getting an election. This man has done everything he could to cement his power, and even replacing our people in the armed services, to the people in the State Department, to the people who are running our country, to the regulation of our country, and he would absolutely ruin this nation if he got in again.
I certainly respect your opinion, and I thank you so much for calling in here to America Tonight, 855-266-5283. We'd like you to chime in on the presidential debate. Who won? Was it Mitt Romney? Was it President Obama? Are you on the fence? Has the debate swayed you in any way? And also, we're looking at you to nominate the best president, the greatest president of all time. 855-266-5283. America Tonight continues after this.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutrition. Supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Tonight is the name of the program. My name is Bob Long. Kate Delaney is normally here. She does a fantastic job. She's over in Ireland. If you've been listening the last few nights, she's been broadcasting from Ireland and decided to take a couple of nights off, handed the reins over to me. I'm very grateful for that because it means I get a chance to talk to all the cool people, you know. I, in my day, have hung out with a lot of musicians, and musicians love the nighttime. A lot of creative people, writers, love the nighttime. And, of course, there are a lot of working folks out there. I have been known to frequent 24-hour Walmart or two in my day. And, you know, there are tons of people out there working 24 hours a day, the third shift. Want to say hello to all the third shift workers out there, and if you'd like to call in and say hello, I'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. And we're polling you on the debate that occurred last night with President Obama facing Republican nominee Mitt Romney, and pretty much everybody concurs that Mitt Romney hit a home run here and made the president look pretty bad. What do you think? We'd love to hear from you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Also polling you, we've had one vote so far on, in your opinion, the greatest president of all time. Doesn't have to be a president during your lifetime. Just as our friend in Texas who called a few moments ago said George Washington was the greatest president of all time because he defeated the British. At one time, the United Kingdom, you know, owned about three-quarters of the world. So we'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. Frank joins us in Virginia. Oh, one more time, Craig? Craig, I'm sorry, it's a little late here in Boston, and I'm a little overtired, but we thank you so much for calling in. Craig from Virginia, thanks for being with us here on America Tonight.
All right. It's a great opportunity to speak out about this. You know, I got to feel sorry for poor Barack Obama. You know, he was stuttering a lot. He was real nervous. I noticed that every time that president was speaking, Governor Romney was taking notes. But then when Governor Romney was speaking, the president seemed to be looking over to the side of the wings like he was looking for a teleprompter or something. I don't know.
I noticed that, too. Yeah.
Maybe somebody was doing sign language to him. I don't know. it's just, he just took a muckraking, you know, and I think he deserved it. But, you know, painful medicine.
Yeah.
My favorite president, it's sort of toss-up between Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
And George, Gerald Ford.
And Gerald Ford
was real short. He served in a time that was, the country was a lot of turmoil, you know,
yes.
From Watergate and the end of Vietnam and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. He brought dignity back to the office. I'm sort of jaded in that, too, because I'm from West Michigan, and he's always served that community really well when he was in the Congress.
Sure.
For quite a long time.
Absolutely. Where's he? Is he from Grand Rapids, that area of Michigan?
Yes, East Grand Rapids.
Well, that's a very good vote, and I remember, you know, he used to use a slogan, which I used to love, you know, I'm not a Lincoln, I'm a Ford.
Yeah. Very, very, very good.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much for calling in and expressing your opinions about last night's debate, as well as your all-time two favorite presidents. Thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Please call us again here tonight on America Tonight, any other night of the week. You can either talk to Kate or myself whenever I get the opportunity to fill in for her. 855-266-5283. I'm a little bit of a wacky radio guy here, so Matt, let's do what we talked about doing here. I've done a lot of traveling in my day, being a broadcaster, and I've collected some secret phone numbers of payphones. So we're going to dial up a payphone right now. It's located at 1115 Broadway in New York, New York. New York, New York is the city that never sleeps. Let's see if anybody picks up this phone here. This is not that far from where David Letterman does his television show. So it's approximately 3:23 a.m. Eastern Time. Is anybody walking the streets of New York? So far, nobody's picking up the telephone. We'll let it ring a few more times. Again, we're dialing up a phone booth. There aren't many phone booths left. There aren't even many payphones, but this one is outside at 1115 Broadway, and nobody's picking it up, so I guess, Matt, we'll let that one go. A little later on in the hour, I'm going to call up another phone number I've collected from Las Vegas, where it's middle of the afternoon there. It's only a little after midnight, so hopefully we can talk to somebody in Las Vegas. But meanwhile, we'd love to talk to you about, you know, what the thing that everybody's talking about, no matter how you slice it, is the presidential debate. There was a lot of build-up to this. I mean, Mitt Romney has not had a very good last few weeks, and a lot of the polls are saying the race is very close. A lot of the people are saying Obama can still win this. There's no question about it. But he didn't come off very good in tonight's debate, according to all the experts. We had a guest with us in one of the hours of the program who also concurred with all the other experts in saying that Romney hit a home run and he got the job done. So we'd love to hear your opinion of the debate. And if you are just getting out of work and didn't have a chance to see the debate, I'd love you to call in and nominate your all-time favorite president. Your all-time favorite president. It can be somebody in the time that you've been alive, or it can be somebody from the early days of American history. I mean, we've had two nominees here of of some early presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Gerald Ford was definitely an interesting vote from our friend who called in a few moments ago in Michigan. We'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. What do you think? Who was the best president of all time, going way back or going not so far back? You know, I would have a hard time answering this question, to be honest with you. It's not an easy question to answer because there are attributes of certain presidents that I like and other attributes that I don't. I could easily give you my personal list of the worst presidents of all time, and unfortunately we've had a lot of those in recent times, but let's talk about the best presidents of all times. The telephone number, 855-266-5283. Matt, why don't we make another call this time out to Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be calling the Bellagio Hotel, which is one of the most expensive hotels in Las Vegas. I've had the pleasure of staying there a few times due to hosting of car companies, as I'm an automotive journalist, and when the car companies had a lot of money to spend, they would take us journalists and put us up in the fancy hotel to persuade us and corrupt us, and so I've stayed there a few times. It's a beautiful hotel. You can actually, it isn't just for wealthy folks. If you pick your time, you can get one of those rooms that goes for, you know, $500 a night during convention season for $100 a night during the week, but has amazing fountains and everything else. So when Matt gets a chance, he's going to dial up that number in Las Vegas, and we're going to be calling a payphone that's not that far from one of the little entertainment venues within the Bellagio and see if we can get somebody to pick up the phone there. Have you noticed with the, you know, everybody's got a cell phone these days. It seems like kids in first grade have cell phones. The number of payphones have really shrunk. I mean, it's hard to find a payphone these days. There's a lot of empty payphone booths around and different holders for payphones. You see them, but the payphones are nowhere in sight because everybody's got the cell phone. It's the same thing with watches. That's what the watch people are saying, that they're not selling watches, especially to younger demographics, because everybody just looks at their cell phone. 855-266-5283. We're looking for your nomination for the greatest president of all time and also reaction to tonight's debate. 855-266-5283. This is America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost in time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. The name of the program is America Tonight. I want to say hello to everybody listening there in White Plains, New York, listening on WFAS. Everybody down in Bridgeport, Connecticut, listening on WICC. And all of our great affiliate stations around the nation. Kate Delaney is taking a night off, a much-deserved night off. She's still over in Ireland, and we'll be back with you within the next few days. So I'm going to be sitting in tomorrow night as well. We're polling you here on the presidential debate, which occurred on Wednesday night, in which Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee for president, faced off with President Barack Obama. I had an analyst on a little bit earlier in the broadcast, and he concurred with just about everybody else that the win was by Romney. Romney took it to the president. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think the next couple of presidential debates will be tougher. I'm sure the Obama tribe are going to really do a whole lot of prep, and it will be interesting to see how those play out as well. 855-266-5283. We're also polling you on this question about, you know, we're taking the high road. The greatest president of all time. Who, in your opinion, is the greatest president of all time? It can be one of the founding fathers. It can be somebody from the 1800s, somebody from the 1900s, or, you know, perhaps you like our current day president. Who, in your opinion, is the greatest president of all time? 855-266-5283. as I mentioned at the top of the hour, doing something a little bit strange here. I've always wanted to do this, so I'm crossing it off my bucket list so far. We dialed up a payphone in New York City, and nobody picked up. So, Matt, why don't we reach out to a city that I've spent a lot of time in, Las Vegas, Nevada, where it is only 12:35 a.m. there. So that is not late in Las Vegas for anything. The Bellagio Hotel is the venue, and we're going to be calling a payphone outside one of their bars at the Bellagio. Matt, why don't we dial that up on the air here and see what happens, see if anybody picks up. The Bellagio, of course, has been featured in a number of movies, including...
Please call directory assistance.
Oh, how do you like
this
that one?
Recording.
Well, that one is incorrect. So, Matt, why don't we move right on to another one in Los Angeles? This is not that far from where I worked for a number of years. I still worked out of the suburban Boston area, but my corporate office for Motor Trend Magazine, I was the radio host for Motor Trend Magazine for 10 years, was on the street, the boulevard. Well, there are so many boulevards, and that one is funky, too. See, that's what happens. See, all these cell phones, all these payphones are going away. But that one we attempted to call was on Wilshire Boulevard. They call it the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles, California. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to do some more homework when I'm out there traveling about. I'm not traveling as much as I used to. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Was there any moment in tonight's presidential debate that stood out as far as you're concerned? Was there a high point for Mitt Romney? Was there a low point for the president? Was there a moment which you thought the president did very, very well and Mitt Romney did not do well? 855-266-5283. We're also looking for you to nominate your all-time favorite president. Who is that? We've had one vote so far for George Washington. What do you think? Abraham Lincoln, is he one of your favorites of all time? Teddy Roosevelt? Many people consider, you know, some of the presidents like John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan, certainly. Many other, some folks would consider Bill Clinton to be a great president. What's your opinion? I'd love to hear it. 855-266-5283. I'm an independent. I'm a middle-of-the-road guy. However, I certainly am not happy with what's going on in today's world here as far as our state of finances with the federal budget deficit as well as the unemployment rate. And you know, business, no matter how you slice it, is terrible, and lots of people are struggling. And even getting a mortgage today is ridiculous. You've got a double-edged sword. You've got banks paying a ridiculous amount of interest on the money that you have in the bank, less than 1%. It's like a joke. And then on the other hand, you've got, you know, they're giving out mortgages at a very, very low rate, like 3% if you've got super-duper credit. But I know a guy who's a millionaire, you know, who makes over $1 million a year. He's in the broadcasting business, and he could not get a mortgage. He makes over $1 million a year, and he doesn't have a lot of debts either. It's just because his income is non-traditional income because he's a contract employee and works for himself and does a lot of freelance stuff. But he makes over $1 million a year, and no bank would give him a mortgage. It doesn't make any sense at all. I know myself personally, you know, I've had some troubles of late. I had a home here in suburban Boston, which I had to sell because I couldn't get a home equity loan out of it, even though I had significant equity in the home. And even though I have friends in Las Vegas, I have a good friend in Las Vegas who bought a $300,000 house in Las Vegas, only put $15,000 down, 5%. He watched the rest of the neighborhood kind of implode around him. He has stayed in his house, and he hasn't paid his mortgage in 3 years. Meanwhile, I, who had my house more than half paid for, had to sell it. Does that make any sense? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We'd love to hear on the presidential debate that occurred last night between President Obama and Mitt Romney. Are you one of those voters who's been on the fence, a little bit unsure about Mitt Romney? Did his performance tonight sway you? Was it a tipping factor? Or are you still deeply entrenched in President Obama's camp? I live here in suburban Boston, Massachusetts. This is a very liberal area of the country, a very democratic state. No doubt the president will win this state. It's interesting that Mitt Romney, Republican, was governor of this state. And as he pointed out in the debate, the legislature was more than 87% Democratic. So he's used to dealing with both sides of the aisle, and certainly that's another thing too. As I begin to preach here, and I'm not really into preaching when it comes to politics, I'd rather hear from you folks on the other side of the radio your opinions on politics rather than hearing mine. 855-266-5283. But it just doesn't make sense, a lot of things that have been going on. Even, you know, I remember back in 1980, and I was pretty young in 1980, and I remember then picking up the phone, and there was a survey, and somebody, you know, they were looking for my parents, but I just took the call, and they were saying, what's the biggest problem facing the nation? And even at a fairly young age, I said, in 1980, the federal deficit, and that was in 1980. And now we're how many years later? We're 30 plus years later, and that deficit is like, you know, 100 times worse than it was in 1980. You know, I hate to see the Chinese owning so many different entities within this country, but unfortunately they do. And unless we get things turned around, you know, God only knows what's going to happen to this country. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We would love to hear from you on tonight's debate between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, President Obama. And we'd like to take your nominations here on the greatest president, the best president of all time. You can also email me up, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. And I'd be more than happy to take a look at those emails momentarily. Let's see what's going to be coming up on tomorrow night's broadcast on all of these stations. We're going to be having lots of fun here on the broadcast. I've already lined up a couple of different guests. We're going to be talking a little bit of music. I'm going to have a musician guest. This gentleman is a noted guitar player. Has played and continues to play with some big names, and he's got a solo album project. Very interesting guy, very talented guy. He presently works as a guitarist for Boz Scaggs. He has also been the lead guitarist for Steely Dan. So this guy is really at the top of his game. And when he's not touring, he actually plays in Las Vegas on one of the musicals there. He lives in San Francisco, but he goes to Vegas for stretches of time and plays in the orchestra pit of one of the Broadway-esque shows that are ongoing there in Las Vegas. Very talented guy. He'll be joining us on the broadcast. We're also going to be talking politics, and we're going to be talking some money stuff as well on tomorrow night's broadcast. We'll also be talking some sports tomorrow night. That should be fun. And hopefully we're going to talk to you folks on the other side of the radio when we come back from this break. 855-266-5283. What do you think of the debate between Romney and Obama, and also your favorite president of all time? You're listening to America Tonight. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Healthy
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Everybody, it's a great bumper from Nora Jones and her first album, her latest album. She totally looked different than she did years ago with that first album, kind of going through a little bit of a visual transformation, probably to get a new image. We're polling you here on a few things, 855-266-5283. My name is Bob Long, and I'm filling in for Kate Delaney, your normal host here on America Tonight. Kate is over in Ireland. I myself have never been to Ireland, even though I'm three-quarters Irish and one-quarter English. I have aunts that have been there, but I myself have not been there yet. But Kate has been doing a wonderful job doing broadcasts from there and asked me to step in for a couple of nights, and so I'm thrilled to do that. Love to be on the radio at this particular time, and I love to throw out these poll questions, and politics is not usually my bag, so I kind of took a chance with this one here, talking about the presidential debate and also polling you about your favorite president of all time. We've had some votes here for some unusual presidents and some early presidents, for George Washington, for Thomas Jefferson, for we've also had a Gerald Ford vote. We've also had a couple of votes here for JFK. Let's ask producer Matt Johnson, the man behind the board every night. This is the guy that does all the heavy lifting on the show. Matt, you're a young guy. I'm just curious as to your favorite president or presidents of all time. Who would those folks be?
Well, in my lifetime, I've gone through a lot of two-term presidents. I was born during the first Reagan term. So I've had the double dose of Reagan, Clinton, and then George W. Bush, and then his father. So I guess, I don't know if you would call that a third term for the Bushes. So growing up, for me, the 90s was, you know, when I was in high school and the great years, and everything seemed to be going well for me, so I enjoyed the Clinton years. Plus, he did manage to get he seemed to cross party lines a lot and got the budget deal passed, and a lot of other things seemed to be happening. So he's a favorite of mine. And then growing up, I was also fascinated by JFK just because of what he did in a short time as president and getting assassinated and having lots of crises happen during his lifetime as well. And then maybe another one would be the Roosevelts, both of them. I think they were cousins, I believe, but they both had interesting pasts. Teddy was kind of that very independent, federalist type of person, and then FDR was more of the socialist, I guess. So different ends of the political spectrum, but related.
No, those are really good observations and really good votes. You too can vote at 855-266-5283. Certainly, as Matt brings up, lots of folks and a number have chimed in here via the internet for John F. Kennedy. I mean, he was elected very young. He had to deal with the Cuban Missile Crisis, had to deal with the Cold War. Those were tough times, and of course, being assassinated at a young age.
Eisenhower is another fascinating guy just because of his background, mm-hmm. as being the supreme Allied commander during World War II, and then moving on after Truman into the presidency, and how his kind of viewpoint of war and everything just kind of changed.
That's a really good point as well. And we have time to take some more calls. If you'd like to chime in, 855-266-5283. Everybody listening down there on WICC in Bridgeport, Connecticut, we would love to hear from you. Or if you're listening in Alabama, we would love to hear from you on WGEA in Geneva, Alabama. Or if you're up in a beautiful area of the country, it's Traverse City, Michigan. That's a great area of the country. We would love to hear from you. Or if you're listening right now as we speak in Aberdeen, Washington State, we would love to hear from you on 94.7 FM. Or if you're listening in White Plains, New York, WFAS, give a vote at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If you haven't checked it out, Kate's got a great website for the show. It's americatonight.net, and you can read more about Kate. Kate was a real broadcasting pioneer, being a major market sports talk show host on WFAN in New York, as well as a great sports station in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, that's a real accomplishment because there haven't been that many women sports radio talk show hosts. I mean, there were more and more women in sports broadcasting, but sports radio talk show hosts, I mean, that's a totally different league because you really have to know your stuff to do that. So you can read more about Kate and read more about the show and check out some of the great things that she's got up there, advertiser-wise and otherwise, americatonight.net. Also, our network has got a wonderful website. It's gcnlive.com. And not only can you listen to all the different shows when you're away from your local radio station online there, we also have apps for your smartphones, so you can listen on that. You can also listen to every single one of the GCN programs via a telephone number, if you can imagine. You can also listen to shows in archive form. If you want to hear a show that Kate did a week ago Monday night, you can go back and listen to that show in its entirety at your leisure. You can also listen to the previous night's broadcast on demand. It will roll from the end of tonight's broadcast all the way to tomorrow night's broadcast in a continuous loop. You can listen to it. Also, podcasts are available. So GCN Live is a great website. You should check it out and also check out America Tonight. My own personal website, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me, a lifelong radio guy, it's my name is Bob. B-O-B, Long, L-O-N-G, radio.com, boblongradio.com. I do a variety of different shows, including Auto World here on the network, and am the official fill-in for Kate here on America Tonight, and I get to spend some time with my favorite folks, the folks who are up at this time of the night. I kind of got into this, actually, not unlike Kate. I first started doing these hours when I was involved with a sports network in the 1990s, and I used to do a sports trivia show at 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. So I was on from 4 to 5 a.m., and I also did other stuff with that sports network in the night, doing newscasts, top of the hour and stuff, but the trivia show was mine from 4 to 5, and I also did plenty of hours of general sports talk, too, and it was always my favorite time. I've also done some fill-in work on some major market stations doing the overnight, and to me, the people that are up this time of the night, the people that are listening in their homes or listening at work or listening going to work, lots of people, as I said a little bit earlier, who live in suburban areas have to get up very early these days to get into work. If you have to be into work at 6 o'clock in the morning and you've got a 3:30 a.m. Wake up, you could be listening to us right now getting ready to head out the door so that you can be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Certainly in my lifetime, this has become so much more of a 24-hour world. I remember when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s and even 80s, they really didn't have many stores that were open 24 hours a day. Now, you know, supermarkets are open, pharmacies are open, Walmart is open, many locations. I believe some other major chains are open as well. Home Depot is open 24 hours. And it just seems to be a trend that we're seeing more of a 24-hour world. So there's lots of people up, and we love talking with you here on America Tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night filling the big shoes of Kate Delaney. But in the meanwhile, I want to thank producer extraordinaire Matt Johnson for all his great work tonight. And I want to thank Kate Delaney for allowing me to fill in for her. Have yourself a good night and a good morning. I'm Bob Long, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque
inflamed colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.